Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My old friend Bucky Gleason from the Buffalo News. Hello, Bucky.
Joe Starkey. How's it going, my man?
Good. How are you?
You sounded surprised that he's still gainfully employed, Bucky.
No, I'm surprised that he called me his friend.
I guess that was a surprise. Yes. Say hello to Malzy. I've been working with him for years.
Yeah, I got one of those here, Jerry Sullivan, so I'm quite familiar with Malzy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't ask for the nickname. My name's Chris, but he sort of attaches them to people, and it's better than Cornelius.
Let's get down to brass tacks here, Bucky. That was an amazing thing, even though the Bills kind of backed in. I mean, are people there genuinely fired up, or what do they feel right now?
I mean, they're going bonkers right here, right now. I mean, it's been 17 years, a long wait. They really haven't been anywhere close to the playoffs for most of the 17 years either. I mean, they're really the 1 year that they were close was in 2004, and that's when the Steelers came into town with a bunch of backups and a game that didn't mean anything at all, and Willie Parker at his coming out party. So Willie Parker in Buffalo to this day is remembered for killing the Bills' playoff hopes in 2004. So that's how you can imagine just how deep it's run now that we're in 2018, 2017 season. They were more than ready for this thing to happen. And the funny thing about it is that it was so unexpected. You know, of course, it took, you know, another play in another game, Andy Dalton hitting Tyler Boyd with a 49-yard touchdown with, 44 seconds left, I believe, for the Bills to get in. And what happens? In Buffalo, they're ready to name the stadium after Andy Dalton.
And Tyler Boyd.
And they're not really, I mean, they're celebrating, you know, the Bills getting in, the Bills beating Miami, but, you know, the Dalton to Boyd play was so unexpected and had such an impact on Buffalo that it was like a spontaneous combustion that's lasted really all week.
Well, Bucky, the stories about Bills fans donated to Dalton's foundation, to Boyd's youth football initiative are all awesome, but now that we're getting late in the week here and the game is imminent, the brass tacks question I have is, how much of a chance really does Buffalo stand? And I guess that's connected to how healthy is LeSean McCoy or not?
Well, that's a big question right there. That's probably the biggest question going into the game. You know, I was surprised by the Vegas line that it started out at 7.5. I think now it's at 9.5. You know, in a year where the AFC, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen on any given week. You know, I think if you're in Buffalo, you're looking at it as, all right, well, they're not playing the Patriots. They're not playing the Steelers. So, you know, everybody else seems to be beatable or capable of beating themselves. And I think the Jaguars fit into that. But if McCoy isn't ready to go, they're going to be playing this kid named Marcus Murphy, who had all of three carries going into Sunday's game. And they're going to be putting their playoff hopes on him. Now, he's a former All-SEC back out of Missouri. He's 26 years old. I only know this because I had to Google him on Sunday. That's how little I knew about him, and I cover the team. But that's what they're up against. I mean, they don't have much choice. And McCoy, it does not look good for him. I don't know if he's going to play, but he's certainly not going to be 100%.
I don't feel good about this one, Bucky, I'll be honest with you, except for the fact that there's that Doug Marrone factor where everybody hates his guts in Buffalo, including the players, apparently, although there's not many left, right?
Yeah, there's 7 guys on the roster who played for Marrone. They really came back, and there's only 22 players, I believe, that were on the roster last year under Rex Ryan. So, you know, the new regime here, you know, Sean McDermott, the coach, and Brandon Bean, the new general manager, they really tried to distance themselves from the Bills' history, I think, the Bills' past, in terms of players and personnel. They really revamped the entire roster for the most part. They kept good players that anybody would want on their teams and otherwise ditched everybody else. So, you know, the hatred for Marrone, which was, I mean, it was certainly there inside that locker room at the time, but, you know, I didn't hate Doug Marrone. I thought Doug Marrone was a good coach. He won more with less talent than Rex Ryan ever did. And I thought that he did a good job when he was here, and they gave him a $4 million out clause to leave. So, hey, if you're going to pay me $4 million to not work, where do I sign up?
Well, let's get down to what's really important here, Bucky. I used to be a diehard Bills fan back in the, you know, the 80s when they were horrible. We'd pee in the seats during exhibition games and things like that. And then they betrayed Doug Flutie in 1999. And they're living under the Flutie curse. That's when I blew them off after that. What they did to Doug Flutie was flat out wrong. I think you disagree with that, don't you?
Totally disagree with that. Doug Flutie was at the end of his career. I thought that they were winning games in spite of him back then.
He was a magic man back then. He would suck for the whole game man. And then win it late.
So, Joe, you were drinking the Kool-Aid along with everybody else in Buffalo. I wasn't quite there. So Flutie was a really good player when he was in his prime, and he did a lot of good things when he was in Buffalo. But toward the end of his time here, he had problems throwing a simple 10-yard out pass. I mean, he just didn't have the arm strength that he had before. You go back and look at the scores and look at their defense. The Bills' defense is what carried them that year. You know, and it still opened a debate about whether or not they should have made the change to Rob Johnson that year. But Johnson, he was coming off, I think he was 20 for 24 for like 284 yards or whatever the previous week in a meaningless game. And the players on that team, they had a lot of confidence in him. The room was pretty split about whether or not they should be playing Flutie or Johnson at the time. And, you know, the Bills lost, so everybody says, well, you know, they should have never done that to Doug Flutie. But, I disagree. I mean, it was... Wade Phillips put in Rob Johnson in part because he was told to and in part because he thought he was the best guy to win that game. And in fact, when they were playing the Oilers in that wild card game, the minute that Johnson walked off the field, the Bills were in the lead. It was a crazy Music City miracle that did them in, not the fact that Doug Flutie was sitting on the bench.
Now, Bucky, I'm glad you said all that because you sound basically like the opposite of Joe, a sane human being evaluating this situation dispassionately. We want this guy. He's a lot of fun. He really is. But we want him to re-embrace the Bills here fully, and he keeps denying it. He's a steadfast newsman and a maker of opinions, a tastemaker here in Pittsburgh. Can you help us get this guy across from me to give up his resentment here?
No, I'm proud of him for taking an objective look at that. I would expect nothing less from Joe. So there have been a few sticky moments over the past, and I remember Joe supporting me. Hey, if he doesn't want to get on the bandwagon of his hometown team because he's a columnist now.
I remember one. You shredded – listen to this, Mulsey. He shredded Mario in a playoff series, and Pittsburgh just erupted on this guy. Remember, Bucky?
Oh, yeah. I do remember. Yeah, it was funny. I remember listening to the radio. There was a couple funny things that Mario had done nothing in the playoff series. And after, I think it was game five, that it was in Buffalo, and he started pointing fingers a little bit. And I said to him, well, what about you? You know, you haven't done anything either. I don't think he had a point in the series. And he had basically been invisible. And we all know Mario Lemieux is a great player. I mean, you know, he was my favorite player. I was more of a Mario Lemieux guy when I was a kid than Wayne Gretzky. And I loved him. But in that series, he had not accomplished much. So I questioned him, and then I wrote a column saying basically, you know, what about that guy? And so I remember driving down to Pittsburgh, and the cutoff, like I'm listening to the radio in Buffalo. The radio in Buffalo was like, yeah, you know, he's right. Where is Mario Lemieux been? Why is he pointing out other guys? And then I cross Erie, and I start listening to Pittsburgh radio, and I wasn't sure if I really it was a wise move to check into the hotel. So I had half of Pittsburgh up to me. But Mario, of all people, and to his credit, and I've talked to him since then. He, you know, I didn't have anything against him then and certainly don't now. Mario, to his credit, the next day said, hey, he's right. I need to play better too. And what happens? Who scores the winning goal in that series? Well, actually, it was Kasparaitis back in Buffalo, but Pittsburgh won a key game there. I believe it was game six.
Yes, they did.
And late in the game, the final 2 minutes, who scores it? Mario Lemieux. So good for him.
We got 30 seconds left, Bucky, and I'm real curious. Evander Kane, is there any chance he winds up in Pittsburgh?
Sure there is. There's a chance. I think that they have to shop him. He's a guy that's he's about to become an unrestricted free agent. He's been very productive this year. I believe he's got 18 goals now. He's one of the few guys in Buffalo that's a guy that you would want on your team, I think, going into a playoff stretch. And if Pittsburgh has something to offer, obviously the two organizations know each other with Jason Bottrell running the show here. I think a deal could be made and maybe should be made.
They need a goalie, right?
They need so much. Joe, check the standings. you can go up and down the roster. They need everything and anybody, everything. This organization's a mess right now.
Bucky, I appreciate the time, man. Take care.
Thanks, man.
All right, boys. Have fun. Enjoy the afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.